using a racially offensive word in a reference to black players. BBC News.
Read by Luke Tudnam.
On BBC Radio 4.
Border staring at the same four walls.
You can see the brush marks streaking across.
I've got an alternative. Step into a painting with me. That's it. This way.
It is there, isn't it?
Now, what do you see?
The greatest picture of love at first sight that I know.
Join me, Kathy Fitzgerald, and spend half an hour exploring a work of art, discovering its secrets.
Oh, goodness, I hadn't even noticed that.
That's the new series of Moving Pictures, next Monday afternoon at 4 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
6:30 comedy time now, and from the creators of the East Coast Listening Post, Freya Parker and Celeste Dring are back, bringing us their take on light entertainment, with performances from Friday Night Dinner's Tim Rosenthal and the comedian Shappi Khorsandi. Keep it light.
Certified freak. 7 days a week. Wear that.
30 seconds, guys.
Yes.
Hey, good luck, mate.
Oh, you too. Look, just remember, we're a pair of bubbly, light-hearted, hot, hot women who have never been more ready to present a magazine show.
Amen.
We got this gig for a reason.
No one else wanted to do it.
That reason, yeah.
Don't mind me. Just popping in to adjust your mic.
Are you okay?
All good. Thank you, sciatica.
Oh, no, her name's Celeste.
Anyway, I think if we can just hold on to this good feeling and, you know, not let any negative
Totally. Did you see this on Twitter this morning?
Oh, is that a snake eating a kangaroo?
Yeah, wait, let me just zoom in.
No, what?
We're on in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Keep It Light.
Oh, I feel like I need a week off after seeing that.
Yeah, same.
This is, of course, a brand new series of Keep It Light, the show that brings you light relief in these dark times.
Sorry, just got something stuck in my throat there.
I'm your host, Celeste Ring.
And I'm your parasite, Freya Parker.
You had a good week, Freya?
Yeah, lovely, thank you. Though I'm sorry to report that I still have no idea how to do puns. No pun intended.
No pun there at all.
Exactly. I can't do them. What about you, mate? Nice week?
Very nice, actually. Don't wish to make anyone jealous, but I've been to quite a few screenings.
Oh, cervical screenings.
Can't be too safe.
Now, we are absolutely thrilled to be the new presenters of the show. Of course, there has been a remarkably high turnover of hosts for Keep It Light in recent years due to lots of people disappearing, something we do have to acknowledge.
And Freya just has, so we can all move on. Let's take a look at what's coming up on today's show.
We'll be asking the big questions. What's in a Big Mac? Does bigger always mean better? And how big is too big for a big boy? The big questions.
Can damage from the sun's rays be counteracted by its opposite, the moon's rays? One woman thinks so.
And I'm ready to prove it.
The UK's leading expert on calligraphy will be here to talk calligraphy, one assumes.
We speak to a man who married an evergreen tree after years of pining.
Oh, you can do puns, mate.
Later on, I'll be asking Celeste to explain why she just said that to me.
Do magazine shows promise more segments than they can deliver? We'll find out.
And finally, margarita, pepperoni, Hawaiian, chicken supreme, and sorry, this is just a pizza menu. I actually don't know why I'm holding this.
Well, lots to look forward to there.
I'll say they've got 8 different types of cheese.
We'll be back after this sneak preview of a brand new BBC drama starting this week. A dark reimagining of the Disney film Finding Nemo, starring Sean Bean.
You better tell me where he is. I'm running out of patience here, you clown. Fish.
Round one done.
Good work, little friend. Hey, the accident with the pizza menu was funny.
Oh, no, mate. I totally planned that. Rigatoni said they'd give me a voucher if I mentioned them.
Oh, but you didn't use their name.
Yeah, I didn't need to. Not the menu that distinctive.
Hi, lovelies. Don't look so worried. I'm not one of those scary producers. I'm a big believer in the hashtag Be Kind movement. Thank you very much. See, it's on my t-shirt. Be Kind.
Oh, in all caps.
with 3 exclamation marks.
Sorry, underneath, does that say or else, bitch?
Okay, dudes, what I really need is for you to brighten up your delivery, yeah?
Oh, I thought we were
quite dull and flat, I know. No biggie, little industry trick. I'm gonna turn all the lights up in here, okay?
jeez.
Ah! And the heating. If the room is warm and bright, maybe you two will be as well.
Yeah, that's too bright. Layla, we can't work like this.
Totally hearing you. But Freya, can I say your teeth look amazing in this light?
Oh, thanks. I'm actually quite sensitive about them.
Oh my goodness, Celeste, your cheekbones.
Oh, yeah. People often don't pick up on them because they're so focused on my abs.
Great, but... so we're all happy with the lights then, yeah?
Of course,
yeah,
Layla.
No problem. I think we just got played there. Lordy, it's bright.
I've got sunglasses with me. I can snap them, have half each.
They were my sunglasses, but thanks.
Back in 3, 2.
Nemo, my lad, where are you going?
Ow!
I am really looking forward to seeing that.
Yes, same. I love Mr. Bean.
Oh, well, it's Sean Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Sean Bean. And now it's time for Local Heroes, where we meet people who've been nominated by their community for being that extra bit special.
Oh, where's my nomination?
Oh, we're not allowed to enter, I checked.
We've got Ronnie on the line. Hi, Ronnie. I understand you've grown a really large sunflower.
Yes, that's right. 16 feet high.
Wow, it's basically as high as the sun. It really is a sunflower.
Okay, well, great to catch up, Ronnie.
Well, hang on. We want to hear Ronnie's story, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever grown anything this big before?
No.
Cool. And how did you grow it this big?
Watered the seed and gave it light.
Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. Love the twist at the end there. Sorry, Ronnie, is there a problem with the connection?
Not regarding the technology.
Oof. I better get some lavender on that burn. Are you growing any lavender this year, Ronnie?
No, it's a woman's plant.
Rightio. Have you got any grandkids? They must be proud.
No, I am not in contact with any of my two sons.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'm not.
Lovely speaking to you, Ronnie.
Okay, bye.
Wow, that was really something. We'll be back after this quick break. Oh, man, that was awkward, wasn't it?
It's fine, we're learning.
I really wanted to smash this out of the park.
Mate, do you ever think your expectations are too high?
No.
Trombone delivery.
Thanks. Oh, I really thought I'd be able to play that first time.
We're on in 3, 2.
Wow, that was a quick break.
Oh, that can only mean one thing. It's competition time. Woo! I'm excited about this one.
Me too. Let's go live to Tina. Hi, Tina.
Oh, my goodness.
Tina?
Are you okay?
Today's competition prize is an absolute belter.
Woo!
I am currently in sunny Dubrovnik aboard the Serenity, a top-of-the-range luxury yacht that you could win. No. No. No.
Tina?
No. Why are you going to believe the leather finish on the interior? Or the £40,000 cash that you could also win?
Oh, you had us worried there, Tina.
What? No. How is this happening? I'm surrounded. I'm literally surrounded.
By an inbuilt surround sound system.
Got it in one. No!
We're out of time, and I don't know how to say this politely, but I'd sort of had enough of that. And I did say I didn't know how to say it politely.
To be in with a chance of winning, text SERENITY to 64819 739 271 625 894.
384 957 1218. Back after this.
Okay, lovelies, just a few quick thought of Rooney.
Make it warmer.
One voice, please, gang. I really need you to brighten it up a little. Make it warmer, yeah? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, get these down you. Just a couple of little energy drinks.
Thanks. Wait, why are the ingredients in Cyrillic?
Oh, I think I recognise that one. It was in a Netflix documentary.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we're going to drink these. So.
Yeah, but Freya, yeah. Can I just say your hair is so thick and shiny.
Oh, thanks. It's just cooking oil.
And gosh, Celeste, great jeans.
Thank my parents.
Okay, happy to drink up then.
Yeah, no sure. Problem.
Oh, sorry, Layla, it's so hot in here with the lights. Could we just...
Every time. She's like a compliment ninja.
Mate, come on, leave the trombone. No one gets the sound out of it first time. Look, give it here.
Yeah, great. Okay.
No, that was total beginner's luck. See, I bet if I try again.
Yeah, all right, you've made your point.
Yeah, I'll just put that down. Just say, yeah, good vibes only, yeah?
Good vibes only. Or not.
Oh, hi Simon.
Sorry, just need to do the things with the mics. Sorry, I know, I take up a lot of space.
You're fine.
No one's saying you take up a lot.
Who works out 5 times a week but can't shift the weight due to a rare metabolic disorder?
So, is that a rhetorical?
This guy.
Oh, I think you look...
Anyway, ignore me, I'm not here. Ow!
Oh, are you okay?
Okay.
Who's down on the floor adjusting some cables despite having had chronic sciatica since before he was a baby? This guy!
Wait, before you were a baby?
Can we help Simon?
Not unless your name's on the health and safety forms, which it couldn't be because there's only one name on there, and it's this guy!
Wait, are you redoing all those cables to bring the mics closer to us? Because we can just take a half step in, surely that's easier.
Yeah, is that better?
Well, yeah, I mean, either way works. Right!
Mate, in future, just ask. You don't need to suffer in...
Ow!
Yeah, not exactly silence, but...
And, for the record, the intensity of the lights will overload the circuits in the very near future.
Layla, did you hear that?
That's enough flirting. Thank you, girlies and boys. We are back in 3, 2...
Hello. Now, we all loved the series Fleabag.
Oh, I didn't see it.
The hit TV show where a woman talks directly to the audience.
Oh, no, I did see it.
And of course, we all remember the hot priest.
Hot priest? Maybe I didn't.
But did this comedic character have negative real-world consequences?
What am I thinking of then?
This hard-hitting documentary...
Miranda, that's it.
This hard-hitting documentary on something called the Fleabag Effect will explore just that. Here's a trailer.
So which one was Fleabag then?
The one with Olivia Colman as the evil stepmom.
Ah, of course, I have seen it. I thought it was all right.
Hi, I'm Tish Woodley, and I'm fascinated by the many issues we face in our increasingly complex modern world. I'm also a Gemini. In the first part of my new series, Tissues, I'm going to be examining the recent and extreme phenomenon known as the Fleabag Effect.
One woman put a rose in my Bible. Another made sustained eye contact while I was putting the communion wafer in her mouth. One even asked if, instead of calling me father, she could call me daddy. Sorry.
Across the UK, deluded middle-class women, inspired by Fleabag, have been making clumsy passes at priests in a bid to start a romantic relationship.
One young lady asked me if I wanted to start a podcast with her. I mean, it wasn't a sexual advance at all, but it still disgusted me.
We got a WhatsApp group to alert each other to some of the more insistent ladies.
Yeah, we call them the bad lambs.
The bad lambs.
I'll also be talking to the people responsible for this behaviour. What is it about a priest that you find so compelling?
Well, I suppose it's because they're sort of off limits, you know, like a colleague is or one of your dad's mates.
Join me as I take a look at priests and the women who love them in this thoughtful and sensitive documentary, The Fleabag Effect.
Serious stuff.
And you actually make a brief appearance in it, don't you, Celeste?
As one of the bad lambs, yes. Now, to say that we're excited about our next guest is a little bit...
Bit of an understatement, mate.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to...
Because we're here with the organiser of Snuffed... Oh, that is a typo. We're here with the organiser of Crufts, Ruth Morris.
Woo!
Oh, gosh.
Thank you so much. Please, sit down.
Now, we love dogs, Ruth. They're fluffy. They're playful.
You can train them to be loyal to you, regardless of your moral qualities.
And we adore Crufts. I actually tried to nominate Crufts for the Nobel Peace Prize this year, but no response.
Oh, sus, guys, but I think there's been a bit of a misunderstanding. I'm the organiser of Snuffed, not Crufts.
Snuffed?
Yeah, Crufts, but for snakes. Snuffed. A lot of people don't know about us yet, okay, but we're predicting we're going to be just as popular as our doggy cousins very soon.
Sorry, so it is Crufts for snakes?
Yep, completely unregulated and unassociated with the original.
Oh, right.
Ruth, just one question, really, and that question is why? Why are you doing this?
We want snakes to shed not just their skin, but also their bad boy reputations. Snuffs is a perfect place for the public to see snakes for who they truly are. Cheeky, charming, bubbly. And it'll have all the competitive elements that you'll love. Meet and greets, fancy dress, and a spiritual centre where people can connect with their snakes on a deeper, more intimate level.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Reese, I mean, have you ever met a snake?
Hey, I'm mummy to three gorgeous pythons, thank you very much.
You have three what? Pythons?
Well, at any one time. They often disappear on me, so I have to get new ones. But I've always got a lineup of three, which is why I call them... the Slither Babes.
Well, thanks for coming in, Ruth.
Oh, before I go, I've actually got a surprise for you. Give me one second.
What's in the box, Ruth?
Just a more and you can meet Mucha.
No.
You better have an actual sugar babe in that box, Ruth, because otherwise...
He is my oldest and biggest python, girth-wise. Think Telegraph, Paul.
Oh, we're actually out of time. So
cheers, no.
Where is he? Right, either I've forgotten to put him in his box or he's escaped.
Thank you, Ruth.
Now, we could really do with some good vibes, so let's just head over to Tina for a reminder of our competition to find a snake. I mean, win a yacht. Hello, Tina.
How am I?
All right, Tina, could you just dial it down a bit?
Yeah, I actually can't handle.
I've been kidnapped by pirates.
In that case, very proportionate response there, Tina. We'll be back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
I should have said that to Mucha, but here we are. Well, he's not.
And clear.
All right, Ruth, need you to think just really carefully now. Did you or didn't you bring a massive python to the studio?
Now, was I carrying him when I left this morning?
Ruth, it's a snake, not your house keys, yeah? And Layla, Tina's been kidnapped.
Oh, give her my love.
What? No, I mean, you need to do something.
Do you know what? I did bring him. I did. Yes, he's wriggled off, guys.
Oh, no.
Soz.
Soz? You've just let an apex predator escape, Ruth. I don't think you can say anything worse than Soz.
Oh, Sozcopters, guys.
Spoke too soon.
Look, if it's any consolation, with all the extra light and heat in here, it's like a reptile paradise.
How is that? Do you even know what consolation means?
I believe it's down to the individual to decide what consolation means to them.
What are you even talking about, Ruth?
Problems, team.
Layla, we need to stop the show. There's a snake just loose in the studio.
Ah!
So we can't... Where?
Oh, no, it's false alarm. It's just my ponytail.
Ruth will catch him, won't you, Ruth?
I actually don't subscribe to those sort of controlling parenting techniques.
Yeah, but do you know what, Ruth? Your eyes are a stunning colour.
That crap don't work on me, I'm afraid. I'm going for a herbal.
Layla, seriously?
No, totally, honeys. Do you know what? I agree with you. No one wants to stop the show because of a silly little snake issue.
Wait, who said that?
The show must go on, I'm afraid, my lovelies.
What happened to be kind? It's on your t-shirt.
Wait, above be kind it says cruel to.
How did we miss that?
Sounds like someone needs to call the RSPCA.
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing. Thanks. Thank you.
But who managed to drop his brand new, uninsured android in a urinal this morning and then cover it in his own fluids?
Oh, man.
This guy! So I can't make any calls. And no one can call me. Not that anyone ever does. Hey-ho!
God, does he know how tragic it sounds? I don't know. I would kind of help him, but I don't want to take it on.
Okay, my lovelies, on in, on us. Das Tress.
Well, I guess we're back.
Yep.
And it's time for another local hero to inspire us all. We have Chloe on the line. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Chloe?
Home.
Great. Now, it says here that you've walked one kilometre for charity. That must be a mistake.
Oh, no, yeah, that's wrong.
Oh.
I didn't walk it. I did it on an escalator.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, did it for Mum.
Oh.
Had to step in because she dropped out. She hadn't done any training, so...
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Chloe.
Okay.
Wow. Don't know about you, but I feel as uplifted as an eagle strapped to a plane.
Now I'm very excited about our next guest, but before that, Freya is just going to take a step out and make a little call.
Yes, I am. And who am I going to be calling?
Just call the RSPCA.
Okay, yeah.
I am joined, albeit in a virtual sense, by incredible singer, the divine Clementine.
Yeah, hello. What a very strange reality we're traversing right now.
Yep, stuff's messed up as hell. Now, you're here to talk about your new album, Gratitude.
Yeah.
Am I right in thinking you composed it entirely during lockdown?
Yeah, so I basically found lockdown really interesting because it proved to be this great leveller where your experience of it really depended on your...
circumstances,
attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, your circumstances and your attitude, I suppose.
Well, your circumstances kind of are your attitude. Like, I believe life is what you make it.
Totally, yeah. No, I was just thinking it's probably easier to have a good attitude to lockdown if you're not worried about money or you've got a nice garden to sit in or, you know, you're not a key worker on the front line, kind of having to...
Oh, so artists aren't key workers?
Well, I mean, no. Like not at all. Let's talk about one of the songs on the album, shall we?
Sure. I just think it's easy to moan and be jealous of what other people have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to kind of get into...
No, that's the first track on the album.
Sure.
It's basically really all about not getting tangled up in negativity.
Yeah. Negativity is bad.
Yeah, and that's another one of my favourite tracks. It kind of focuses on appreciating the little things.
Like smiles and nature and stuff?
Oh, no, more like precious gems.
Right.
So sometimes when I'm feeling really uncentered, I just take out one of my favourite jewels and cup it and just feel its warmth. And it's such a simple pleasure that anyone can enjoy.
So you're going to be performing for us later on. Could any chance we could have a little sneak preview now?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
Gonna sing a little song I done. It's a song for everyone. Be chill, stay positive. Be chill, stay positive.
Yeah, and it's interesting you sing like that because you're actually from...
Berkshire, yeah, but as a child I spent a lot of time in the East End.
Of London?
Of the world, specifically Singapore.
Thank you, Clementine, and we very much look forward to hearing more of your rich tones after this.
2 hours. It's going to be 2 hours until you can get here. We can't wait 2 hours, mate. You're never going to guess how long the RSPCA gas would be.
I think I could have a pretty good stab at it. Anyway, don't worry. I found a number for someone on Gumtree called the Snake Whisperer.
Oh, thank God.
They're based quite near the studio, so they'll probably be...
absolutely loaded. This is basically central London.
And able to get here quicker.
That too.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, there's a snake on the loose.
You're through to the Snake Whisperer hotline.
Ugh, automated, of course.
I'm Sally the Snake, and I'm very happy to be of assistance.
Oh, man, that is so lame and so creepy at the same time.
Yeah, it's like a geek who's also a pervert.
Press 1 if you're interested in adopting an exotic animal.
Absolutely not.
Press 2 if you have already adopted an exotic animal and are interested in organising a professional photo shoot.
Way off.
Gauge the vibe, mate.
Press 3 if an exotic animal has escaped and you are frightened.
Finally.
That's weird. It's almost like it knew.
First things first, don't get hysterical. Excuse me.
Hello?
Yes, are you still there?
Wait, I thought this was automated.
Yeah.
Press 4 if a snake has slithered off because you were rude about them.
Hang on a sec, this isn't... Is this Ruth?
Press 5 if you are ready to say sorry.
Wow, yeah, of course, you're the Snake Whisperer.
Say sorry.
You're the one who should be apologising to us, mate.
Ha! Karma's gonna get you.
Oh, yeah, good one. What is this, Towie?
No, Karma is the name of the snake.
I thought it was Mutya.
Mutya's his stage name.
Well, why have you given a boy snake a girl's name?
Hey, it's all right. Yeah. Look, we're nearly done, and the snake is nowhere in sight.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's probably halfway back home now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
So I'll stop saying definitely.
I can't, definitely.
On in 3, 2.
Hello. It's now time for our final local hero. Stuart Metcalf risked his own life when he rescued a boy who'd fallen into a lake.
This is sure to be a heartwarming, feel-good tale. At this point, it just has to be.
We should have Stuart on the line. Stuart, you absolute legend. That lake must have been freezing.
Well, I was drunk, wasn't I? Hey!
Right. So you were just walking past and...
Nah, I was already in the lake.
Right. Just as in fishing or just cooling off?
You know how it is. Go on a sesh with the lads, wake up 10 days later alone and topless in a lake. I'm still laughing about it.
Sorry, you were topless?
Oh, can I not say that? Oh.
We heard that Oliver actually named his new puppy after you in your honour.
Why? Did the cold affect his brain or something?
No, I think he was just being nice.
Hang on, is it not my kid? Look, how much money am I getting for this?
Sorry?
The reward, how much is it? And I'll need it in cash.
Oh, no, it's not a reward. It's just an award.
Are you joking me? I've used off my credit on this call.
Oh, I'm sure we can reimburse... Oh, no, she's shaking her head. Sorry.
So I've just wasted my time talking about this again. First GMTV, now you. Also, why are there two women presenting this?
Thank you, Stuart. And that brings us almost to the end of the show.
We made it! Thank you so much for joining us. And to play us out live on Zoom, it's Clementine. Clementine, are you there?
Yeah, I just hope my Wi-Fi holds up. No, I'm being silly. It's the fastest in the world.
Of course it is. Thanks for listening, everyone at home. And remember, if in doubt,
keep it light.
I've gone and done a thing.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, we made it. Okay.
We're done.
Right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Great job, team.
Oh, my God.
Positive.
This song is awful.
Snake.
Snake.
I'll get the first round in. Maybe some naughty chips as well.
Layla, wait. Layla. It's on the door handle. Is there no other way out of here?
No.
Layla!
She's gone.
Oh, come on.
I did say the lights were a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, Simon, as we're now in pitch darkness, could you be a bit more helpful, please?
Right, who's going to have to smash through the window using his incredibly vulnerable body?
Simon, no!
Just use the door!
This guy!
Consequences!
Simon!
Oh, wow, the first cut is not the deepest. And it's already coiling itself around my neck. Hello, buddy.
I'm still here, by the way.
This is hell.
Okay, well, we need a charm in.
I don't want charm. I want cash.
The snake, charm the snake.
Say no more. Hey, you look like a set of scales I'd actually be happy to jump on.
Not like that.
Yeah, that seems to have angered it, actually.
All right. How are we going to charm it, then?
I don't suppose anyone has an authentic South Asian pungi.
No, but I've got the next best thing.
Well, I guess I always wanted to say avenge me in a non-LARP scenario. It's working.
I mean, she's literally never picked one up before, has she? This is bittersweet for me, I've got to say.
It's off! Yes. Who's officially snake-free?
This guy!
At me, said I've lived my life in poverty. I said, mate, don't you know a smile is free? Thank you so much.
Keep It Light starred and was written by Celeste String and Freya Parker, with performances from Tom Rosenthal and Shappi Kosandi. Original music by Owen Roberts. The producer was Susie Grant, and it was a BBC Studios production.